Hello, 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 and welcome to the 80s Flophouse Podcast. This is our holiday edition, and we're going to be talking about our fond memories of the holidays in the 80s, and the toys, the gifts, and funny stories. All things are on the table. Before we get into it, I'd like to take this moment to recognize our sponsor, allinjurycenter.com. If you need a good attorney or physician, you can look them up at allinjurycenter.com. Thanks. Hey guys, what's up? Happy holidays.
Hey.
Good to see you guys, man.
For our listeners out there, this is Ryan. We had Tony was he's moderating today, so we had our chins rested between our hands, hanging on every word. Come
on. Already these guys giving me the business. So we're going to start off with some of the fond Christmas memories and the toys that we got. And then also we're going to have a fun or flop segment. And at the end of today's podcast, Richie's going to go over all of the people who contacted us on social media and email. We want to just recognize those people and say thanks. And we really appreciate it. You guys have some great insight on 80s toys, and we want to acknowledge that. And we want to also encourage for our future podcasts, you guys DM us, email us, get a hold of us, and participate in this. It's way more fun when all of you guys are in it with us, especially our old MHS friends and family. So
absolutely.
But one of my fond 80s memories is I got Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and I don't know if you guys remember those.
But yeah.
Yeah. I just loved that when I was a kid. And for those of you who don't know, it's like a little ring, and these two little robots come out, and the goal is you try to knock the block off of the other guy, and that's how you win. And so, you know, I just had a great time with that. Great memories. I played with my little brother and my parents, and then we had a neighbor next door, and he came over, and we were close in age, and me and him were playing it, and of course, Rock'em Sock'em robots turned into us Rock'em Sock'em each other. So my mom comes out because she hears this, like, bam, bam, and me and him are just duking it out, man, bloody noses, and we're just Rock'em Sock'em each other. But that was, I wanted to lead in with that. What about you guys? Any good Christmas memories?
That was one of those high dollar toys, right? I think that was like an expensive toy back then. The last I asked for that toy, I never got it, but yeah, it looked like the shit.
Yeah, same thing. I'd have to go over to my friend's house and play. Yeah,
I never got to play.
Oh, I'm sorry, Billy. Oh, Billy, that makes me sad.
Next time we get together, we'll
have any sad music. Don't need to play when that happens. Only Billy. Sad music. Oh, there we go. Billy,
sorry for all those kids out there who didn't get the Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Billy, we're gonna find you a Rock'em Sock'em robot.
Yeah, no, I was at Target tonight, and they're selling them.
Next year, Santa. Next year,
overnight. No, I'm overnighting it to Billy right now.
I appreciate that. It means
Nice.
Just a beautiful man there, Ryan.
Hey, you guys, what are we doing here? The flop or fun? Flop or fun? Just a quick one. Yeah, just a quick one. You guys remember the magic eight ball?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Maybe so. Yeah.
You shook that thing up.
Yeah.
Do you think the kids nowadays, is that a fun or a flop? Do you think the kids nowadays would...
They have it on the iPhone.
So I guess it would be a fun.
Yeah, I think it's something that, you know, it's sticks over time. I think it's a good thing. Yeah, I mean, I would say flop for now, but people are still like that eight ball thing. That's weird.
Well, you know, I had the magic eight ball, and it was broken because I would say, am I going to get laid this year? And it would say doubtful every time. It was weird. I was like, I'm taking this thing back.
Tony's going through all the sound effects.
See what happens when you guys put me at the controls.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sure.
Dangerous.
That's all right. Shoot. Did you guys? First of all, just real quick, get back to you guys. How was your Christmas? Did you guys have a good Christmas?
It was good.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I had a great Christmas with the fam. We didn't go anywhere. Nobody visited. It was perfect.
Nice.
Wow. Nice and quiet.
Yeah. We had a full house here. Well, all my kids were here. This is kind of a monumental thing. So I have five kids. I kind of want to redo my intro from last episode when I said, yeah, my name's Ryan. And that was it. So I have five kids and I live in Utah. All right. So enough said. But no, so we had all my kids. So my oldest son is engaged, and he's going to be,
congratulations.
You know, yeah. So he's engaged, but this is our kind of our last Christmas with the whole family, all five kids. Cool. You know, just, I mean, which we're going to add to that family. So it's not like this devastating thing. Right. But my daughter, oldest daughter, came down and she brought a wounded chicken, of course. She's scared. She's working at a farm. And so she brought a chicken with her.
So they had chicken for Christmas dinner?
Yeah. No. Hot wings? Ooh. They had hot wings.
No, we had to care for the chicken. It's frostbitten legs. So it was quite an experience, but we had a great Christmas. It was pretty darn nice.
Oh, I love you guys. I love you guys. That's awesome. Yeah, I had a great Christmas. My oldest son came down from Texas. I have four kids. My oldest son came down from Texas and brought his girlfriend. So that was great. She's a gamer. She plays for FaZe, and it was fun
nice
seeing them. And my middle son came down. He's at Pepperdine in Malibu's rough place. I'm living in Malibu, playing baseball, Division I, having a good time. So he came down and we all went snowboarding and then golfing and just had a great time, open presents, and did the whole thing. So I had really yeah, nice right. time. My parents came down, and so really good nice. Stuff.
Awesome. Tell nice. Karen and Ed, I said hello.
Yeah,
baby. Yeah. They listened to the first one. They loved it. They're like, you knuckleheads, we love this.
How about you, Slimmy?
You said you had
a
wife and the kids. And nice. Then my son moved out like 2 days later. I don't know if it's something I said at Christmas or what. But good riddance.
It's all right. All of our short-term memories are pretty much blown from the 80s, but we have pretty good long-term memories.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you? What about you, Billy? How was your Christmas, man?
It was quiet. All my kids went down and see their mom down in Florida. And, cool. We FaceTimed and they showed me what they got. And it was just, just good to see them. On Christmas Day still, even though we weren't physically together, but we got to see each other.
That's nice
things. I got to hang out with my sister for Christmas Eve. Oh. She had all her family over. She got four
girls.
That's cool. So I just played a bunch of games, and it was a blast.
Right on. Nice, Richie, what about you, man?
Drove my two kids, my wife, out to Las Vegas to spend it with my mom.
Nice.
And, what made it kind of special is that with the pandemic and stuff, she hadn't seen her grandkids in a good 2 years. So a little bit of guilt there, but it's so awesome to get them connected again. And we had a good time. We didn't go out. We just stayed in, made food, and watched movies and stuff. So it was a good
time. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, buddy.
Cool. Sally's doing good in Vegas?
She is. Yeah, absolutely. Every time I go out there, it's a long list of kind of working on stuff around her house. So I bring tools and stuff.
Had a baby.
And we work. Yeah, yeah. But it's fun, though.
What a good son, Richie. Yeah. That's awesome. Good to hear. Right on. Well, we have a little tradition in the Castillo household, and so everybody gets together and makes tamales over Christmas time. So, Grandma Castillo had that tradition. So we all laid out the corn husk and the masa, and we had the green chili, the pork, and the chicken chili. So it was a good time. What's your guys' favorite tamale? You guys like the green chili? Do you like the chicken? Do you like the pork? Which ones?
7-Eleven. It's got a good one.
Taco came up with new ones, right?
Yeah.
No, Tony, I like pork. I'm a pork man.
Nice. I hopefully I don't offend anyone, but I just, the tamales, they just don't have the taste that I'm looking for. You know, this gringo mouth and taste buds, but I'm always wanting more from those tamales when I dig into them and I peel them back. Right? Oh, maybe that's it. I'm just getting the wrong ones.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to email you an order. That description sounded good, so I'll take one of each, Tony.
Nice, nice. So you guys, over Christmas, I was laughing because we talked about this one time before about tinsel on the tree, and you guys remember that stuff, the tinsel that you put on the tree, and I think we were talking last time, and Billy was talking about how his dad was meticulous about putting it on. I can remember I got in trouble one Christmas because I think it was me and my brother were just grabbing handfuls and just globbing it on, just throwing it on the tree. And my parents were like, hey, knock that off.
Yeah.
It looks there awful.
There's a no clumping rule always in every household. And you can start getting through it and you're like getting bored and you start just taking handfuls and chucking it at the tree.
Right? Yeah. Best of intents to start, but then it's just get it up, get it done. Let's move on.
Yeah, and it usually comes towards the end of the tree. I don't know how your guys happened with you guys, but mine came at the end. The lights went on first, and usually dad put the lights on, and then the bulbs, all of us kind of
The ones that got real hot.
Yeah, you remember those old light bulbs? The ones that like,
burn your tree if you get them.
They're like huge, like ceramic colored light bulbs. And it's like, it's a wonder that everybody's house didn't burn down. Because they're like the same ones you put around the roof, you put on your tree.
Oh, yeah. There's no difference.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Indoor, outdoor, it's all right.
Yeah, yeah, I know, totally. Is.
What's that smell? Did you put the lights against the ornaments again? What's
going on? No, it was just a cat's fur sizzling.
No, totally. But you could, by the time you got to the tinsel, everybody's kind of burned out, you know, because the light, you were excited. The tree went up, the lights went on, and then the bulbs went on, and then the tinsel box comes out, and it's like, oh, you just want to, like, come on, let's get this on and get it over with and bring on the presents.
I'm assuming our listener has. Okay, maybe two listeners. No, all our listeners. They know what tinsel is, but if you're in the, if you're born or lived in the 80s and you're old enough, but for those that are maybe listening that do have no idea what we're talking about, it's this that they it came in these boxes of aluminum. They look like kind of aluminum,
like a See's candy, like a See's candy tray.
Yeah, you know, with,
like that, and yeah, and it was just like
and long, stringy, thin aluminum or silver. You know, shimmery stuff.
Yeah, like
foil, like kind of.
Some of that stuff that poor people feel like we're famous and rich. We're like, ooh, we're so rich now. We have pencil on our tree. Fancy.
So funny. That was an old school thing because, like, every time I say something to, like, my kids or younger people now, like, hey, man, you guys rock the tinsel. They're like, they look at you like, what the hell are you talking about? Is this another one of those damn 80s references? And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You guys just don't get it.
Yeah.
You don't get it. But yeah, that was good times. I didn't know if you guys had any experiences like that. I remember the remember the Tyco train sets. Those were like, man.
I didn't have the trains, but I definitely had like the slot cars that were
those slot cars. Yeah. I could those still were... smell the smell of that. I don't know what that burning rubber or
The figure eight.
I
don't know. Was the electricity on there the little electricity that would get warm? Was it would go around the figure eight?
Yeah. Oh yeah, then, love that.
Then I had an interesting thing that the BB guns versus the Nerf guns. See, because when we were kids, it was BB guns, and we would shoot that shit at each other, and it hurt. It was like you if you didn't hide right, you paid the price for getting tagged with the BB gun. And you know, the kids nowadays they bring out, hey, let's have a Nerf battle. It's like, get that wimpy stuff out of here. Where's the BB guns at? And whoa, man, what are you doing? You know, that old woman be shooting your eye out with that.
That do paintball, you laugh at them because you're like, why are you dressed up so much, man? It's just paint. It's not a BB.
Shoot, back in Bullhead, we had our wife beaters on and BB guns. You're only allowed to pump it three times. No, we got a two pump maximum.
Oh my God. And I'm not when the CO2s came out, it was all over.
Pellets? No. Pellets were off limits, man.
I think that's a common thing because when I do MRI right now, and so, you know, we have to ask about metal exposure, and all these guys are like, yeah, when I was like 15, I got shot with a BB below my knee or in the butt, or, you know, just
like it's all guys did. About
our age, you know, like, I don't know if the BB's still there.
That's good.
Would you guys have any like fond Chris? Did you guys? Oh, I know. Did you guys ever like, I wonder if any of our listeners or everything ever like, peeked at their presence, like looked in the hiding spots or you guys have any good
busted, man.
What happened, Billy? What happened, Billy?
Well, you know, Tony knows about the, you know, the BMX and we used to race and all that. And I didn't really know Tony back then. I knew of him. He was in a higher class than I was because of his age and all that. And we're getting ready to race and I'm getting ready for my heat. And next thing I know, there's my sister looking at me and screaming at me, telling me I need to get home.
Was this at the track?
This is at the track. I was getting ready to race. It was embarrassing too. And I look at her and she's like, you need to get home. You're in big trouble. And I didn't even know what I did.
Oh no.
So I'm get out of line and I'm taking my bike. And then she leaves me. So I had to drive my bike all the way home. And it was
That's a long bike ride too, man.
Yeah. So on the way home, I was thinking about everything that I might have done and couldn't figure anything out.
That's the
worst. I walk in the door, my mom and dad were sitting there. And anyways, I got in the closet and found the big bag full of my stuff and I went through it and I was trying to put everything back exactly how it was and I ripped the heck out of that bag. So I'm like, so I just turned the bag around. I'm putting it underneath clothes and different things. And I'm thinking, man, I'm good. They're never gonna figure it out. No, they got it, man. They gave me the guilt trip, and all I did, I just went to my room and just sat there. I'm like, gosh, this really sucks.
Yeah. Just trying to peek at your presents, right, Bill?
Yeah. Well, I got to see what I was getting. There were no surprises. But
dang, I remember one of the gals from back in Bullhead that we all used to know. She told me a story one time about how her and her sister unwrapped all of their presents and then rewrapped them before their parents got home. And I was like, what the heck? Like that's going in deep. That's going.
Oh man, I don't know about you guys. I like the surprise. I'm just like,
that's the way I was. I didn't want to see.
I didn't want to see. I was like, but yeah. Well, you know, with Billy comes. He has all older sisters, so I think they weren't ready for a boy to enter into. He was going all out on those presents.
No, that was a mistake. They're quite a bit older than me. 5, 8, and 10 years older than me. So.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Like speaking of BMX, I remember getting a bike one year, a BMX bike. I was like, it was one of my favorite Christmases. I thought everybody was opening the presents and I thought it was all over with. And I was kind of like, you know, I didn't want to show my, you know, that I was bummed out because my parents had gotten me some really cool stuff and I wanted to be appreciative. But I was kind of bummed out. And my dad's like, hey, can you go change the Christmas music, you know, in the other room? And I'm like, oh yeah, sure. And I go in there and there's the bike sitting in there. I was like, yeah, you know, all stoked. But I don't know if you guys remember all the bikes I had. They got me a GT BMX, and that back in the day, yes. I was like, oh, that's the one I wanted. You know, they had the PK Rippers and the Diamondbacks, and you know, that was good stuff. What kind of bikes, BMX bikes did you guys have?
Mine was a Race Inc. And I had put everything together on that. Yeah.
Nice.
That's nice.
It was nice.
I think my first BMX bike I got when I lived in Las Vegas, which was early 80s, and my mom had saved up for it. And it was a brand new Mongoose at this local BMX shop. Nice. And I had been going weeks and weeks up to that store just looking through the huge selection. Like, they had Hutch, Skyway. I mean, they had everything. But this Mongoose was within our price range, and I got it and rode with my friends for about a week. And I rode it to 7-Eleven one day, and I went in to buy something, a drink or gum or something, and I just leaned it against the window. And I'm in line waiting to pay, and I saw someone walk up, get on it, and start riding. And I chased, like, out the door and literally going down the street. And the guy's, like, pulling away. I was, like, pretty torn up over
that. Oh, so you never saw it again?
Never saw it again, but it was replaced with a Torker 280. So I got a Torker.
Oh, nice.
Into high school, I still had that bike. I don't know what happened. Wow. It would have been worth something.
Nice. Dang. Yeah, Jimmy, I think I'm on the same vibe with you here. I never had a bike, a BMX bike. I had a, I don't know what kind of bike it was, but it had a banana seat on it.
I had a banana seat. Bar.
Yeah.
Did it have the flowers on the seat with the big yellow?
Flag? Yeah, with a flag and everybody pointed at you.
Was
and make
it kind of a chopper?
Yeah, that's the one.
With the tassels on the
So I drive up to the BMX park with.
No. Honestly, wait, I got to tell this story because I got I don't know what you guys mean by BMX bike. I had a bike for a kid and it was called Wildfire.
Wow. And
I remember riding that. I'd ride it down the hill and I'd stand up and I'd sing the lyrics to Wildfire.
She ran calling Wildfire.
Just look at my chest. I was so proud.
That is awesome, dude. How come I've never heard that story before? That is awesome. You guys see why we couldn't go anywhere without Slimmy? It was like he always brought the party. Oh my god.
Oh man. All right, hey, I got a list of presents of gifts here.
Okay.
So let's do this real quick. Let's go through a list and let's do fun or flop, if you guys like it or not.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to have to – we'll do this on another episode. I found this AI bot that just is crazy smart. I mean, really, you'll never have to write another paper again. Anyway, we'll get into that. But it gave me the 1980s popular gifts. So the number one was the video game console Atari 2600.
Had it.
Did you?
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Pac-Man. It had Pac-Man on it. Dude, that was fly.
Yeah.
And Asteroids.
And asteroids. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And that was fun. And I think, I mean, now I guess you could call it a flop in, if you brought that into modern day, but I know there are some gamers that are old school classic and still have those Atari 2600s. So
retro,
compared
maybe
to the graphics though, oh my gosh, it's terrible.
I'm kind of a snob with that. I had an Intellivision, so I was like, oh no.
One of the rich kids.
My parents are trying to buy my love. That's all.
That's what we call him, Richie Rich.
There you go.
No, I had an Intellivision. It was sweet. And literally, again, I was living in Vegas at this time. I went to a tournament to play Intellivision baseball, and I took second place.
Wow. Dang.
Dude, way ahead of your time on those e-sports, baby.
That's way to go, that's Rich. Right. You could have gotten a scholarship nowadays.
Dang, big money for that e-sports nowadays, I hear.
Yeah. Okay, number two, Teddy Ruxpin.
Hold on. Did we go fun or flop on that? Did we go fun or flop on that?
I say flop. Well, fun in the 80s.
I'm saying fun, man, because of nostalgia. Man, I like pulling my records up and listening to my record.
I'm not comparing it to what they do today. I'm comparing to what I had fun with.
No. Fortnite. Come on, guys. You can't compare the two. I mean, Fortnite, you get bored.
I won't argue with that.
No, my son plays. I'm not very good at it. He just laughs at me. All right. Okay, Teddy Ruxpin. Well, I don't know Teddy. Do you know Teddy Ruxpin?
Was not that the animal?
I heard of it. It was like a talking bear.
Wasn't there a movie about him? He's a real foul mouse.
I don't even think that's a game. I think Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy, and then he was with what's that other guy he played with? Ted.
Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
I think it's different.
That's a flop because we have no idea.
I'm going to say flop on that. I'm sorry.
Okay, board games. Trivial Pursuit.
Ooh, that's fun, man.
I remember playing that. Yeah,
I'm going to stand in for Dustin right here because I remember Dustin used to just for fun sit around with the whole box and look at the question and try to guess the answer and then read it and then put it back. And just, he would do that for hours.
Oh, dude, I think he memorized it because he used to play that drinking game and I would get destroyed every time I would play with Dustin.
Jimmy, remember when we played that? We used to be so in tune.
Yeah.
Like we played teams and Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now we were.
I say fun on that one. That's
that's
play with my kids.
You can still play today. That's awesome.
Well, and Jimmy also used to spoon at night too, so
that was
back
that
to back. It's not gay.
It's okay though. Okay.
So go ahead, right? I'm saying flop on Teddy on Trivial Pursuit. I'm sorry,
Teddy Ruxpin was a flop for sure. Okay, G.I. Joe.
Oh, fun with the kung fu grip or without the kung fu grip?
Baby. Oh, so now, I got to tell you, like the G.I. Joe back then had the fuzzy beard.
Oh, I love that.
And the fuzzy hair. Now it's just plastic.
Yeah,
I know.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I think he still plays toxic. The old one.
Yeah. My sister used to always steal him because of that. That would replace Ken to the Barbie.
Ooh.
I never knew what G.I. Joe
was. a real deal.
Yeah.
Right. Ken's ass.
Yeah, and then it was Barbie also. Yeah, he's getting some good stuff.
GI Joe, they have a GI Joe. I think they have GI Joe with pheromones now.
Whoa, that's a good one I used to wear.
Wow,
I'm just kidding.
They do. All right,
so
we'll go.
Say fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so definitely fun in the 80s, but to bring it back now, is that a flop or is that fun?
Still fun.
I think it'll still be fun. Let's bring G.I. Joe back. Let's bring it back.
Bring the real one, though, with the kung fu grip and the real hair.
Yeah, it's got to be I agree, Billy. Yeah. I agree. I'm not going for the new one. We got to bring the old one back. Yeah.
Do you remember the Bionic
real
Man?
Quick.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Richie.
Real quick, in the 80s, there was not G.I. Joe, but it was called Big Jim. Do you remember Big Jim?
Oh, yeah, I do.
He had the rubber
do.
Arms, and if you curled them, he'd flex.
They get muscles get big.
Big Jim.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was my favorite.
I never had one, but my neighbor did. Man, yeah.
Richie. Reaching back.
Rich has all the good stuff.
Remember Big
See,
Jim.
I told you guys man. Before, man. I told you before on the last podcast, I'd come to him with new music and he'd be like, yeah, you got to check out this one. Whatever, Richie.
You got the G.I. Joe? Let me tell you about Big Jim.
Sorry, my Big Jim.
Yeah.
All right.
You're making me feel bad, Rich. All right. Guess what number five is? Anyone going to care to take a guess?
Rubik's Cube?
Oh, that's a good guess. That's in there, but no, it's Walkman. The Walkmans.
Dude.
Yeah. And this is, I should rephrase this. This is the Christmas gift. That's the Christmas gift. The Christmas toys, Rubik's Cube is number 3. I was reading a different list, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what happened? What's 5?
So 5 is for the toys is Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ryan, do you remember, this is back for Mojave Middle School days. Do you remember that we had a math teacher, was it Beatty, Mr. Beatty or Beatty or Beatty?
Oh, Beatty, yeah.
Remember he had a Rubik's Cube contest? All of us were in a Rubik's Cube, and we were in the cafeteria, and all of us were, there was a kid named Ray something.
Raymond. I'm still friends with him on Facebook. Can't remember.
Really, man?
His last name. Sorry, Ray.
I think he won the Rubik's Cube contest.
Yeah, that year. He was amazing. I think he was like right, left, one, two, one, right, left, one, two.
And I think he showed all of us how to do it. And we were like,
yeah,
we could solve the Rubik's Cube. That was dope. But yeah,
you know, I have a confession. I've never solved the Rubik's Cube. Never.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I got a few sides.
Maybe. I have, but you've got to tear it apart and then put it back together. that's the way I did it.
You flip all the plastic things out.
Yeah. Then just snap them back in, baby. You're done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the real race. Let's see how fast you can do that.
Way to go, Jim.
Are we going fun or flop on that?
Fun. You know, fun. That I think that's fun.
And yeah, legs, too. You can buy them new.
Yeah. It's great. Still out. They're still out there. Still the original Rubik's. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. All right, I'll give one more and then we'll move on.
Okay.
I'm looking at the toilet. Sorry, I was running a gifts. No, I don't do the toilet.
Did you see the number for the toilet?
Toilet list. Okay, number. No, the next one is Legos. Oh gosh, you know, there's no contest. Fun. For this Christmas, we bought like 3 different Lego sets and put them like the villages, you know, we're doing like these Christmas villages. So we got different villages of Legos. And then we got one generic. Don't buy the generic. Oh, my gosh.
No.
They just fall apart. They're the worst. No, but anyway, Legos. No,
that's an abomination to Legos, man. You can't do that. I like the Star Wars collection. I think it still plays. Man. Oh, yeah. The Millennium Falcon Legos deal. Yeah. Oh, set. That's iconic.
$900. Yeah. That's what they cost. It's crazy. Right.
You know?
Craziness.
There's some website where you can donate your old Legos.
Really?
To some guy that just saves all of them, builds like these amazing things. So
dang.
That's what we did when our kids were like, we're done with them.
Yeah.
That's cool, Jamie. Way to go, Slimmy. So we're all saying fun on that, huh?
Yeah.
Did we flop on anything?
We flopped on Teddy Ruxpin. I'm going to Google Teddy Ruxpin when we're done because I have no idea who that is. And the listeners probably saying, like, Teddy what?
I know. We're going to get all these DMs and emails. How dare you?
Teddy Ruxpin?
You're going to get people saying, what? Cabbage Patch Dolls?
Yeah, Cabbage. Well, it's in the list. I just didn't get to it. But yeah. Hot Wheels. That's another one.
Oh, love me some Hot Wheels. Still have some.
Oh, yeah. And then Simon and Merlin, the electronic.
Oh, yeah. Simon, the memory thing.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, those are winners. Used to be good at it. Probably suck at it now. But, do you guys feel like toys back then lasted longer than toys do nowadays?
Oh, by far.
Like the toys you buy for your kids, as opposed to the toys we got back in the day. Is it just me? I feel like they lasted a lot longer back then.
I don't even think they make steel Tonkas anymore. They're like all plastic.
Oh yeah, those are the best. Dude, you can ride in those things and ride down the driveway and.
Dude, I used to throw mine off the roof just for giggles, man.
You guys remember that evil wind-up Evil Knievel?
Oh, yeah, I had that. Yeah.
Oh,
that was the best.
You had the ripcord, right? You're just like,
that or the wheel.
Yeah. Was it a wind or was it a rip?
Wind.
I think they had both.
Yeah, they had both.
Yeah. That thing could jump like.
And he never broke a bone.
Never.
That was definitely a good one.
I have a toy that I was big on in the early 80s.
You had a toy.
I want you guys to tell me whether you think it was fun or a flop.
Okay.
And I'm afraid of what you're going to do. But how about Dungeons & Dragons? Anyone get into that?
Wasn't there a club at
MHS? Signing off.
Damn. Richie, wasn't there a club at MHS at Mojave High School? Didn't we have a Dungeons and Dragons club there?
Yeah.
D&D club? Rich, I think so.
Come on, nerdy, tell us.
Were you in it, Rich? Were you
No. I wasn't.
Look at Tony getting ready to bully you right now.
Cyberbullying right now.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Were you in it? Were you in it? Come on, tell me.
That's up.
I loved it. I had all the figurines, the dice. I had all of it. I think it's a flop now because kids they play it on the computer more or less, that kind of stuff.
I met a guy just not too long ago that's just big on that. And they have shops here in around Salt Lake City that are just dedicated to Dungeons and Dragons. And what's the other one? What's current?
Witchcraft?
Magic.
Yeah. Magic or whatever.
So it's still hopping.
I was always scared of that stuff, man. It's like, that shit scares me, man. I don't know. You start putting your little figurines on my
car.
You
can tell never played it. Throw the Ouija board or something.
I have no idea what it's about. It just sounded scary. Dungeons and Dragons. It's like, wow. You know?
It was nerdy kids telling stories and It was fun, though. That's good stuff.
You lose. That's why Rich is so smart. He used his imagination. You know,
I love
he
it.
Had to be entertained.
Yeah. I had a chick once asked me if I wanted to play it, and I was like, "Wow, I don't know. I'm still kind of young. I'm in high school. I'm not sure if I'm into the Dungeon and Dragons stuff yet." She looked at me.
You're still thinking of the wrong thing.
go on, Tony. Please go on.
Warren, what happened?
If it was Dungeons and Dragons, strip poker version, Tony would be all over it.
That's funny.
In the hot wax.
Thanks for confirming that. I appreciate it.
Rich, that was cool. I'm glad you played Dungeons and Dragons. I wanted to.
I just didn't know anybody that played it.
Yeah, me too. Down deep, really deep down, I wanted to play.
All the secrets are coming out.
I know this is a little off topic, but do you guys remember the guys that were totally into Ozzy at our school? They would wear Ozzy every single day. The guy had his pants.
It was a little dude
and his buddy and
blonde
cool guys. I actually liked the guys, but they were totally into it. I think they played Dungeons and Dragons too.
Oh, interesting.
I can't remember their names.
It's a mix up.
Yeah, I don't know. It just popped into my head.
Yeah.
Awkward.
No worries, man. No worries.
Wow. All right.
So I forgot something. I gotta go.
My mom's calling.
Yeah.
Oh, wife. I mean, yeah. Sorry, that's a Freudian slip.
Yeah. Whoa. So, any '80s holiday party memories? Parties during Christmas break, between Christmas and New Year's break, in the '80s.
I think they were constant during Christmas break.
Yeah. I can't remember if they're Christmas or
St. Patrick's Day. Were the rock pile parties, Were they? I seem to think they were at the winter break because we would light fires and stuff.
Yeah, because it used to get down to a balmy 63 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold.
You need a fire.
Yeah. It's cold for us West Coast guys out here.
I remember. Crazy.
You ever guys walked all the way around it when they were having parties and everybody was sectioned out? So you had the rockers on one side, the jocks on this.
Yeah, yeah. They were kind of
the Dungeons and Dragons guys were on the far side.
Rich, you're not laughing. No, Rich was with us. No, but isn't that weird though? I mean, I think there was this segregation of different folks, but we did mix a lot.
Yeah, there were a lot of parties where the stoners were there and the emos.
We
and
got
the
along
new
with
wave
everybody.
Guys were there and
I feel like our group especially
there was no tension.
I feel like
it was never beef
was like that. We hung out.
No, I remember walking in. I mean, because my older sister just graduated, and then I knew everybody when I walked in. I got hazed quite a bit because of that reason, also. But I remember everybody just kind of hung out together when you walked into the high school.
Yeah, that was cool. I actually dig that about that time and about our group. I feel like we really, really mingled and partied with everybody.
Yeah.
So to change speed for a little bit, I'm going to tell you about one Christmas that I had.
Cool.
I always wanted Sperry's.
Nice.
I told my parents that's all I wanted. I want a pair of Sperry's. They're like, okay.
Those are fly.
So a week before Christmas, my brother's like, "Hey, I think mom and dad got you those preppy shoes." It's like, wow. What? He's like, yeah. He was a stoner guy. So I was psyched. I was so excited for these Sperry's. Christmas morning, I open them up. And they're not Sperry's. They were like the off-brand called Spares. They were made from old tires. So, and they're super waterproof, which is good, except for if you live in Arizona, you don't wear socks and it's 120 degrees. So, like, you would have these shoes on, walk around in them all day, and then go see a girl, and you're sitting with her, and she's like, you can kick your shoes off. And you're like, I've got to excuse myself. I'm going to run to the restroom. So you take off these shoes, and there's like an eighth of a cup of water or sweat, foot sweat in the bottom. You dump that in the toilet, flush. Then you look at the bottom of your feet, and they're black from the tire dust. So you can't wash them in the sink, because if anybody's ever worked on a car and you wash your hands, it's everywhere. It's on the mirror. It's on the everywhere. I can't turn on the shower because that's weird. So I would just like dunk my feet in the toilet, and I would grab a seashell like soap, scrub up
with the rope,
seashell soap,
and just start scrubbing the bottom of my feet until they were clean. And then putting the seashell soap back, and it's all black. Oh. Well, I'd hang out like nothing happened. Like, hey, what's up? I'm good. I'm fresh. Only for her to say, your toes look like you're turning from a werewolf to a man.
Oh, I have never seen those kind of shoes, Jimmy. That's I guess I'm glad for it.
You guys remember everybody would come back from Christmas break, and they would have like all their new cool like jackets and you know, shirts and clothes and shoes. It was like, all right, man.
Yeah, so you, yeah, Tony especially. Yeah. Best, Mr. Best Dressed in high school.
Hey, come on now.
Another Christmas, I saw Tony wearing that wool scarf. And it was like, what, 6 feet long? That thing was huge and it was awesome. I'm like, Mom and Dad, will you get me a wool scarf? And they're like, no problem, we got it. So I opened my present that morning and I got a knit scarf. To tell you how cheap it was, it came with the hat with the ball on the top and gloves.
Oh, wow.
That's dope, Jimmy. You got the set.
Yeah. And as my dad's cutting it open, the packaging, he cuts the knit scarf.
Oh, no.
So basically, I'm out on the scarf thing.
Rough times.
That is awesome.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome. Did you guys ever have trouble going to sleep at night before Christmas morning? Like, you'd be like, oh man, I can't wait to get up in the morning and see this stuff I got. And I remember I was like, oh man, it was so hard to go to sleep that night. And I'd be up at like 4 a.m. Hey, come on, it's time to get up.
Oh yeah.
I got paid back by my kids, definitely.
Yep. That works. Yeah. Full circle.
Where does it change? Because like at one point they're like, wait, up way early. And then you're like, come on, man. Let's get up. Let's get this done. It's noon. We have other things to do.
My kids still there, man.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
No, my dad.
I remember being such like a little burnout, though, that like Christmas morning, I honestly don't remember like a lot of big Christmases, you know, when we got into high school. Like none of that. I mean, I vaguely remember shopping and things like that, because typically you'd have to drive to Vegas to go to a mall, and malls were so huge back then that that was amazing in itself. But I can't recall like any massive Christmas.
Dude, we had Tinnies and Togs, right?
Yeah.
True. Tinnies and Togs.
My first pair of Nikes there. Yeah.
Mr. Stowe.
Shout out to the Stowe family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good place.
Good stuff. Yeah, he represented us, Tony, in California. Yeah, we had all the man selections. He had the OPs. He had everything then.
He was a good dude.
He didn't have mics, though. He never had the mics where the swish went the opposite way than the Nikes.
Were they called mics, Jimmy?
Something like that. It was really
they're a mix.
Yeah. You tell me a name brand, I can tell you the bad brand that was its opposite.
Jimmy, you know what I liked about your parents? They taught you budgeting from an early age. And they were frugal. They wanted to. They were frugal.
That's right.
It's good stuff. Very good stuff.
I want OPs. Oh, here's your Atlantic Oceans. What? How about Lightning Bolt? Thunderclap? What is that? I actually had, you know, like LaTigra was big back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So I got the off-brand. It was called Tiger. There was no E on the. It was just TH Tiger. And the emblem wasn't a tiger. It was the T's were connected. And the lines going down connected into a fang.
That is awesome, bro. That is so awesome. I think Polo had a knockoff too. Instead of like the horse with the Polo dude on it, just had like a horse with like a long like mane or something on it.
Stallion,
yeah, and Jimmy's members only jacket said open to the public.
Nice.
Oh God, Ryan, that deserves it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I got one of those. That's my first one.
That was beautiful. That, sound of that was beautiful, Ryan.
Typically, the cowboy isn't known for his sense of humor, but that was a good one, Ryan. I like it.
Wait a minute. Really?
Ryan, you're funny.
I just got roasted.
I had to throw some shade your way, buddy.
Tony gave him one for roasting Ryan, right?
Oh my God. That's good stuff. Any other holiday 80s memories, guys?
Yeah, my parents, we moved back from, moved to Arizona from California. I was like this goes back with Tony too, because he went through the same thing. We were kind of like outcasts because what we wore with the Vans and OPs before it was nothing. Nobody actually wore Vans when I moved there. And, kind of got made fun of, gotten some fights. But mom and dad wanted to make something special for me for that Christmas. And my dad was always big into Christmas. You know, he's the one that taught me about exterior illumination out in the house.
Nice.
We actually had a pretty good snowstorm up in Kingman, and the Wallapies were right there, Wallapie Mountains. So they wanted to take me sledding because I came from the mountains over in Southern Cal. And, so we go up there and it was great, man. I'm so excited. My dad found a sled, man. I'm jacked up. We get out, nice little snow. I get on that thing. I'm flying down the hill, and next thing I know, freaking jumping cactus. Everybody doesn't know what a jumping cactus is. Its real name is a cholla. But, man, I ran right in that sucker. He didn't have to jump. I jumped right into it, man. I went down that hill, I think, maybe once or twice, and that was it. I was picking those things out of me all the way home, man. But, you know, they had a great heart. But a sore ass on the way home.
Oh my God. It's just interesting. Snow and cacti don't usually go together.
Yeah, I know, dude. That's
uniquely Arizona, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is for
totally.
Sure. Yeah.
It's funny talking about one Christmas break and Vans and stuff like that. There was one guy in the valley that has had some California roots. His name was Dave. I didn't mean to mention the last name, Dave. But Dave was a cool cat. I met him in junior high, and I remember we went to one, it was between Christmas and New Year's. One year we went up, his parents had a place, I think, in Bryan Head, and we went up there snow skiing, snowboarding. His brother, Derek, was like driving through the mountains of Utah, black ice, like doing 80. And I'm like, this is probably going to be my last Christmas, you know? It's like, what the hell, you know? It's like, and if you guys knew Dave and Derek, crazy guys, we had some good times. We'll have some stories about some parties at that took place at their house. That was good times, fun stuff. So that was one of my Christmas memories. I thought I was gonna die that year going over black ice in Utah. I was like, oh my gosh, crazy sons of guns.
Oh man.
Did you ever go to the mountains with Ty and he'd pull you on his truck and you with a rope?
No,
kind of like you get like a boogie board and you put a ski rope around his bumper and then pull you in the snow.
That's awesome. I wish he would have. No, I never did that. I did a lot of crazy shit with Ty, but that was never never that. I wish I would have, though. I would have been all in on that. Yeah. I remember we would do the three-wheelers down at the river with a boogie board and like a rope and just like across the shoreline, mm-hmm. you know. That was good times. That was good times.
Yeah. I remember getting on the boogie board going up the sand dunes, and it was like a sled.
Yeah, totally.
Out there, down into the water. Yeah, fly down those things.
That was good times, man. Good times. I think Ty used to tow me on his jet ski once in a while too, skiing back in the day. That was fun.
He did that with me, but I lost my shorts. So, so here's the thing about the shorts in the 80s: the shorts you wear around in the street were really short, really, really short. But the shorts you're going to swim in are like capris now. They were so long, which makes no sense, because they say if you're like fully clothed and you fall in water, like, take your pants off because it's going to make it hard for you to swim. But
well, Jimmy, you were wearing dolphins anyways, so it didn't really matter.
Jealous.
Them in style, Jimmy.
But no, they weren't the real dolphins. What did they call them back then, Jim? Seals?
He had the
porpoises. That's a generic version, Jimmy.
Jimmy had the generic dolphins.
Porpoises.
He had the striped ones, too.
And they were striped, too. Just
they're
like
called manatees.
Manatees.
Manatees. They held extra water and air when you go in. They held the air. So when you sat down, like, next to a girl in a hot tub, the air would just start escaping. So it looked like you were farting.
Nice. So what do you think, guys? Should we transition the segment of the show to the emails, the DMs, all the people out there that sent us in some cool, their cool '80s vibes? Can I throw it over to Richie and let him
Richie, let him
go through those?
Absolutely.
Take it away, Richie.
Thank you. Yeah, we got so we've been posting on social media all of our contact information and got some great responses this week. So I'll run through a couple of them pretty quickly. I think we have several. Just a shout out, because we really do appreciate everyone taking the time to kind of share their memories with us. So the first one, I have a Melissa A. in North Carolina. She wrote in and said, I was young, but the year my father passed, sorry about that, Melissa, I got one of those monkeys with cymbals. So you hit a button on his head and he beat the cymbals, his eyes would pop out and smile.
Those scare me. Aren't they in scary movies nowadays?
They are scary.
That's awesome.
I got a Simon Says. One year, and it was pretty badass too. We were poor, man. I didn't get a bunch of shit.
That's all right.
Thank you for listening, Melissa.
Yeah,
that was Melissa. Sure. Rock on, Melissa. That's cool.
Very cool.
We'll have to, maybe I'll have to get one of those little monkey symbol thing to symbolize one of our first.
Yeah, I think they're in every 80s horror show.
I love it.
Brenda L. from Nevada said, I remember we gave my mom an answering machine. They blew up in the 80s, and it was so funny trying to watch her figure out how it worked. And like the first 50 people who left messages were saying, I'm not sure if it's recording. So that was new technology back then. But calling out the answering machines.
That's good stuff. They blew up in the 80s. The Panasonic, I think, was the first one. And they were expensive, like, you know, not every household had them. And then they got, you know, where they got in the right price range and everybody started getting them.
Then at late night, they had a commercial for the wacky answering, like you could leave wacky messages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
They also get you put in jail.
Billy, it sounds like you have a story here.
Yeah.
Wait, what, Billy?
Maybe something that goes along with that, Billy.
Typically, they don't put you in jail. So what happened, Billy?
Go ahead, Billy. Before Billy starts his story, for those youngsters who don't know what an answering machine is, it's like today's version of voicemail, but you'd put an actual little recording device called a cassette in the answering machine, and after it rang the number of times that you selected, it would go off, and nowadays, like you said, it goes to a voicemail box, but back then it would go to a little cassette, and you'd get home and you'd have to rewind this thing and listen to it. So I'm curious to hear why Billy got arrested, or why there's an arresting story with an answering machine,
or why he still has a warrant out for his arrest.
That's why I'm in a small town now.
Billy on the wanted poster
up in Alaska. Me and my buddies came across it and dialed the wrong number. And we had no clue what it was. And then we figured out it was an answering machine. So we ended up started leaving not very good messages, but they were funny to us. And, next thing you know, we had that phone number memorized. So, man, every time somebody was calling it all the time. Well, the last time it was at my house. And next thing you know, there's this siren noise on my phone. So we thought the phone was broken, but it was like an actual police siren that kept on going on and on. Hung it up. So we decided instead of going to the river, we're going to go up to the country club and go to the pool. So I leave a note on the door and told our buddy Gary that, you know, that's where we're going to be. Well, I also told the sheriffs where we were going to be also. So they traced it. They see the note. They go up. I'm in the country club getting a snack. The sheriff comes in. He goes, "You Billy Huffman?" I said, "Yes, I am." And I think I'm getting ready to help him with the case. He's outside and turns me around and cuffs me. And we get in the truck, and I'm like, "What'd I do?" And he goes, "You know what you did." I'm like, "I had no clue what I did." And we didn't think anything about crank calling was against the law. So we're getting ready to leave, and I asked him, I said, "Sir, can we get my bicycle?" And he goes, oh, it'll be all right. I said, sir, that's my, I race that bicycle. It's like worth $200. So he gets out. He's mad. And he picks it up, puts it in the back of the truck. So I'm making the day even better for him. Oh, he's driving me. And I asked him again. I said, sir, really, what did I do? And I'm just thinking what my dad's going to do to me the whole time. And he just did again. He's like, you knew exactly what you did. So we finally get to the sheriff's office and he starts going down the whole list. And I'm just thinking, oh, my dad's going to kill me. And he goes on. So do you have any tattoos or scars? He's writing his report now. And I said, no, I don't have any tattoos. You know, I'm not even, I think I'm 13 years old at the time. And he goes, well, how about scars? So like me and Tony, you're racing BMX, man. I had my knees and my elbows were all chopped up. So I put my knees and my elbows up on top of the table. And he looks at me. He's like, what in the heck are you doing? I said, showing you my scars. He goes, get your knees off the table. So I'm sitting there. Next thing, my mom walks in. I'm like, oh, thank God. It's not my dad. My dad ended up knowing the sheriff, so that was basically my punishment. I didn't have to. Yeah, I thought I was just going to get it from him.
Oh, God.
It's
really. Oh,
yeah. Man, cuffed really, and stuffed that's, over an answering machine.
Wow.
Answering machine stories. I love it. That's crazy.
And Billy, you sound all high class hanging out at the country club. Did you have like a membership or something? I remember the country club.
Chaparral Country Club.
Yeah, okay, I remember that. It's not, when you think of a country club, you don't think of this country club.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Chaparral wasn't exactly the highbrow. You know, it isn't. It isn't Augusta National.
It's like a nice
National.
RV park where it has a it was
only, golf course. The golf course has only 9 holes, wasn't it, Tony?
Yeah, you played it twice. Yeah. I actually worked there. I started, funny enough, I started off as a guy that cleaned the carts when they came in, and then they made me a ranger. After that, I would patrol around, tell people to stay on the cart pass, which that just isn't happening in Bullhead. And then the coolest job I had is I was a lifeguard at the little pool there. I was a lifeguard.
Nice.
So it's kind of traumatizing, you know, cougars asking you to rub suntan lotion on their backs and stuff like that, and telling you things they probably were totally inappropriate. But hey, you know, it was a lifeguard job. It was fun. Got to wear my little red shorts and
there we go.
Tony's first on Baywatch.
What happened?
Good stuff.
That's awesome.
That's for another podcast, those stories.
All right.
Right. Cool. We have a few more.
Definitely not appropriate.
Yeah, a few more shout outs here. The next one was from Aileen from Lake Havasu. And this is a funny story. She won a Tickle Me Elmo doll, which was like one of the hottest items in the 80s. And they were all sold out. And I guess she won it through a raffle on the radio and actually got into the newspaper because of winning a Tickle Me Elmo down in Bullhead. So,
nice.
Pretty cool
That's
stuff.
That's dope.
And then gave
it. Well, those Tickle Me Elmos, weren't they? They're hard to get, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was none in stock.
Yeah, wasn't there like a rush on the store on those things? Like everybody was like, can you get me a Tickle Me Elmo? It's like, hey, whoa, what's going on here? I got to see this.
Too funny.
What's her name? What was her name? Aileen?
Aileen, yeah.
Aileen, shout out. Way to go.
Nice.
For sure.
Double prize because you get Tickle Me Elmo and you get to be in the paper. Not for making prank calls, Billy.
Love it.
Christy from Missouri recalled getting a huge boombox for Christmas and has a lot of great memories of making mixtapes with her friends. So yeah, that's a big one. Making mixtapes
was the shit.
You sent those to your girlfriend, like all the love songs, and then you had like the cool stuff you played with your friends, right? I mean, that's what you guys did.
Oh, for sure, dude. Yeah. Okay. We could have a whole segment on just making mixtapes.
Nice.
Tony had them all in his VW.
Yeah, I did, baby. That Krako stereo I got at TGNY. Plug that baby in. Nice. Krako speakers. It's awesome, that's bro.
That thumps.
Love good. That stuff. I love it. That's good stuff, man. Mixtapes, baby. I remember I couldn't figure out how to make them properly sometimes. So I would like every once in a while I would go to my cousin's house in California and like KLOS or KMET would come on and I would like hit record and he'd be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm not going out today, dude. I'm just making mixtapes off of their playlists. Yeah, that was good times, man.
The worst was when you're starting to record and they would keep on talking. You're like, shut up. I'm trying to make a mixtape here.
You
try to make it on the cassette tapes that they gave us at school that the teachers would record in because I couldn't afford the like cool boombox one, you know.
Yeah.
Just a couple more. Allie from Hawaii, Cabbage Patch Kids was called out. They were all the rage in the 80s. said she got one in fifth grade. They were sold out on the island of Oahu where she lived. So it was a true Christmas miracle. They actually received one, came with an adoption certificate, and was stoked to have Hedda Eddie into her family. So congrats on that, Allie. Nice. You got a cabbage patch. Very cool.
Well, I know you guys all had one, right? They're sold out in Bullhead because Ty was collecting them.
Nobody could afford them. Nobody could afford them in Bullhead. Those were expensive. Allie, you must be highbrow out there in Hawaii with Cabbage Patch.
Man, Ty had that's a few. Cool.
That's cool. Love it. Nice. So what color was that one? Was that one? Because I know they had like different shades. Like, you know, they had the ones with the good tan. Did she have the Honolulu tan one or the Oahu tan? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything about cabbage.
So they have
I
do know that they were expensive. Skin colors.
Oh, that's yeah. Hair colors and all that.
Jim, can you text Ty real quick and ask him?
He would know. Ty still has them.
Dusty would know. Dusty knows everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of a really funny name of a Cabbage Patch kid that would be totally inappropriate right now.
I can't think of one.
Slips in my mind. Sorry. Yeah. Last one was from Moda Love Jewelry in Arizona. Nice. Listen, hey, a couple of her favorite 80s holiday gifts were fashion plates and getting Smurf figurines. So, yeah, the Smurfs are pretty nice. Big still, right? They have animated series.
So. So I wonder, were those fashion plates, were they like this, what was it, spiral graphs or something like that? You remember those? Like, is that similar where you put a pencil in and you have the plastic little things? And I don't know.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
Yeah.
Had the Spirograph. Those were sweet.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
you guys remember the Etch-a-Sketch? It was kind of
Etch-a-Sketch. It's still out, man. Those are big. Yeah. I'm pretty good at the Etch-a-Sketch, but you know, you're not bragging. Like
I'm bull brag.
Hey, so it's really awesome that everybody, the listeners, wrote in. We really appreciate it. You can contact us at hello@80sflophouse.com and all of our social media sites. I don't know if you guys want to call out those, but thank you so much. Yeah, that was all the listener response. So thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Actually, we really encourage more participation. The more you guys, less us. That would be great. We would love to read some more of that stuff on air, and any of the fun anecdotes or pictures or stuff like that you want to send us, that would be great. Obviously, nothing inappropriate. Well,
come on now.
As long as it's from the 80s.
We'll let Tony come through those.
That's good stuff. But, that about wraps it up for this this podcast. Thank you guys for listening in. And the 80s Flophouse guys signing off.
All right.
Sayonara.
We'll see you next week. So hear you.
Happy holidays, everybody. Happy New Year to you guys.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
All right.
Take care. All right.
See you on the other side. See you next year.
Yeah, for sure. Good one.